I'm anticipating, but this, you know, we just did what we were obliged to do. St. Therese says someplace, you know, I wish God didn't know everything. I would love to do something for him that he didn't know about. And that's really, they're creative, the saints, you know. They're, anyway, we'll take a quick look at this. By the envy of the devil, death entered the world. We got tricked and sinned. And they who are in his possession experience it. We're not in the devil's possession. But he did succeed in having us all die. But, and this is the way the Lord is, those of us that die in a great act of love, giving our whole being to God, we're going to be with him forever. It's amazing, isn't it? God is never outwitted or outdone. Because besides being infinite, he is love. And love always triumphs. And love is always wiser than hatred. And so that's what he's saying here. So, but, he said, that's what people think. But the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. God's guaranteeing that, right? We'll probably need some purification when we die, unless we're really yielding to the Holy Spirit all the time. And if we are, we'll go right to heaven to see him. There'll be some difficulties in this life, not just because we sinned. Yeah, we did. But because we're responsible for the whole world. He feeds us on his body and blood every day. So he wants his preoccupations to be ours and to care for the whole world. They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they, the just, are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. You see what God's saying to us this morning? Don't be afraid of death. It's going to be hard to die, I guess. But I've taken hold of you. How do I know that? Look where you are at 7 o'clock in the morning. By my grace. Listening to this promise. Going to be fed on the body and blood of my beloved, co-eternal, co-divine Son. That's where you're going to be. And so, don't worry. Huh? As gold in the furnace, he proved them. And as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. What a mystic. Remember, this is before our Lord rose from the dead. And he sees God's plan for us. And teaches us this. Huh? Those who trust in him shall understand truth. The way to be a great intellectual is to trust God like a child. You see? Now we have to move on. This is interesting, huh? Jesus said to the apostles, that's a liturgical introduction, but he was in the gospel, that's where he's talking here, in Luke 17, to the apostles. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here immediately and take your place at table? Would he not rather say to him, Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink, and when you may eat and drink when I'm finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So it should be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. Wouldn't that captivate the heart of the Lord? You know, that we would love him so much. We just say, we haven't done near enough for you. And I think I already mentioned that line, Therese. Oh, I wish God didn't know everything. I would love to do something just for him that he didn't even know about. You see this, there's this other realm, I guess, of love. And it's just different. And as we let the Lord purify us, we get glimpses of it. We understand it. To forgive, you see, to love, to serve, and not to remember or harbor grudges. My goodness, you're really sick. I got a, it wasn't, you were sneezing though. Cough drops won't help that. But wouldn't that be great to love the Lord so much that, you know, we're working day and night for him and we say, you know, I'm a jerk. You know, I'm not doing a tenth of what you deserve. The Holy Spirit can do that for us. Why? Because he can conform us to Jesus Christ. Just look at the agony in the garden. Father, if there's any way out of this, I take it. But not what I want, but what you want. The whole world was saved right there. Then it's played out. But in life, take time to meditate and pray on the agony in the garden. It is such an endearing reality. Our Lord is seeing what's coming at him, and he's probably, if Luke is right, I mean, if that's, you know, he's sweating blood. He's not looking forward to this on one level. But then, as the Hebrew, letter to the Hebrew says, for the joy set before him, the joy set before him. You see, he endured the cross, despising its shame. What was the joy set before him? Saving us. That's what it was all about. You know, in his mind, he could see all of us and said, Father, yes, of course I want to do that. That's the joy. So he despised the shame, being stripped naked, being nailed to a cross, being mocked. See? I don't care. Even feeling abandoned by the Father. I know the ones. You know, I want to give my life for them. That's big, big ball. But that's what we're called to.